Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today our guests are Kevin Bennett and Kate Williams, here to talk about ACT's production of The Last Night of Ballyhoo. And what in the world does that mean?
Well, Ballyhoo actually took place in Southern Jewish culture through the 1930s and 40s, and it was basically a social gathering of all of the young people so that they could meet each other and possibly, in hopes, marry each other so that they could stay within the Jewish culture.
Like a debutante spot.
Or a cotillion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. It was actually described
a kosher cotillion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wow. I mean, it's kind of funny for me to think that there's even Jewish people down south.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't think of that. You know, oh. I wouldn't think that
I didn't
at all.
Either, actually.
Right. But that's what this play is. One of the things it's about?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, and when does it take place? And
1939, December 1939. The reason for the title, The Last Night of Ballyhoo, is because of some of the events in the play that deal specifically with the last night of the Ballyhoo celebration and the events leading up to that point.
Okay, and so you, Kate Williams, mm-hmm. you play one of the eligible young maidens who
yes.
is part of the Ballyhoo ritual.
Mm-hmm. I play Lala Levy.
Lala Levy.
Uh-huh. And I'm actually a very socially awkward person. And my mother is basically forcing me to try and go. No, I don't think so. It was actually kind of hard for me to find a balance with my character because I felt, you know, she's very awkward and you know, doesn't she scares people and stuff. And then when she gets out in the public, she talks and talks and talks and talks. And for me, a socially awkward or inept person, you know, tends to be a wallflower or hang back. And so I just didn't understand the balance between that. And then I started talking with Krista and having conversations about how, you know, she's so lonely and so concerned that people are going to write her off that she just, when she gets out in company, she's desperately seeking their approval and mm-hmm. their, because she doesn't have that self-confidence herself, so she just tends to overdo it.
Yeah, sure, that insecurity, you know, tends to kind of sometimes inspire people to just keep going, you know, and you kind of, yeah, well, that's also very comical. So this is a comedy?
Mm-hmm. Well,
a dramedy?
Yes, it is. It is. It's a very relevant piece about what we are as human beings. You know, even though the play centers around a lot of Jewish themes of assimilation and prejudice, it's very relevant to who we are as a people, as a human race. That insofar as we're not very comfortable in our own skin, and we all try to fit in. Well, the Jewish population isn't any different than the rest of us in that regard because we all have two arms, two legs, and a head, and we all look to fit into the community as best we can. And some of the comedy from the show is specifically because they're trying so hard to fit in. And they really shouldn't, you know.
Right, right. Well, maybe this is before, like, the whole diversity thing where, you know,
well, yes,
were
indeed, and where
assimilation.
People could be downright cruel and probably had been. They probably all experienced that. I married a Jewish man, and a few weeks after we were married, I was working in the dime store in New York, very young then. And one of the women I worked with just berated me. And it was my first experience with what it can be like.
Why?
Because I'd married an unprintable Jew, and
oh.
and how could I do that to myself and to the world? And just
And in New York, of all places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, you know, very thick so, with Jews.
And that was, you know, shortly after this time period, so I can believe this.
Sure.
That when they get together alone and away from this possibility, they might change also. That might make you more talkative than it would be in school where you were not fully accepted and knew it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's always going to be a barrier against the other, you know, whoever that is. And that's makes for good theater, good drama, because the other is the person who is going to basically have their antenna out to kind of pick up on whatever illness might be there because they're the brunt of it. And then, you know, the conflict ensues because of that. You know,
That happens.
Yeah, yeah. And who do you play, Kevin, in the play?
A fellow by the name of Joe Farkas. Joe is not from Atlanta. And he comes to visit the Freitag family, and he works for Lala's uncle.
And
Uncle Adolf, played wonderfully by our friend.
Ralph
Lynch.
Lynch.
Oh, good old Ralph Lynch, yeah.
And anyway, Joe walks into this this Freitag family residence and realizes that, you know, they've got a Christmas tree up. They don't know anything about Passover. They seem to be involved in this ballyhoo business, and it's all very foreign to him, and he can't quite put a finger on what really is the problem.
So what reaction do people have to this stranger in their myths?
Well, actually, Joe is not all that welcome in the house for the family's chief proponent of assimilation, and that's Lala's mother, Boo. Mm-hmm.
And for those of us who are just joining us, you're listening to Stage Talk on KSKA, and we're talking to Kevin Bennett and Kate Williams about ACT's production of The Last Night of Ballyhoo. And this is the last of the last. I mean, after this, the tradition is dead. So something really big happens. I mean, this is like you said, that it was just a tradition in the 30s and 40s. And then this is like the end of the line with the ballyhoo thing, right?
Well,
why is it called ballyhoo? Like, you know, woo-wee, woo, whoop-whoop-woo, ballyhoo, tally-ho.
That's probably pretty much it. I don't think anybody really knows the answer to that.
I think it was just the language of the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Like 23 right, Skidoo.
Yeah, you could, yeah. Well, that's 20s, but you could say, oh, we went to a big ballyhoo last night.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, a big hoop-de-doo.
Yeah, exactly. It was the 30s equivalent of hoop-de-doo.
Oh, yeah. Now this, there's also this Gone with the Wind thing that's that is threaded through this plot.
Oh, boy.
And what's
that about? Oh, boy.
Lala is one of the biggest fans to Gone with the Wind. She's read the book. She is going to see the premiere. She's going to stand outside and just to try and get a glimpse of Clark Gable and you know, Vivian Leigh, and she just carries that with her throughout the play, just her obsession and her love, and yeah.
And as I say, 1939, it's also on the eve of World War II.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz also came out in 39.
Yeah, is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer well? Came out right then as well.
What?
Mm-hmm. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Salt?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Was that Burl Ives?
No,
he wasn't the original singer of it.
No.
He went on. So who wrote this play, and when was it written? When was it first produced?
Alfred Urey wrote the play. Mm-hmm. And while you might not recognize the name right off the top of your head, he also wrote Driving
Miss
Daisy.
Daisy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And several other very large critical and commercial successes, screenplays. And I forget now when he wrote this particular show. I think it's only several years old. I think it's only about 6 or 7 years old. It's a very timely piece. And actually, he wrote it about a lot of the events that took place in his own life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that took place down in Atlanta, too.
That's yes. right.
And the Jessica Tandy character, she was Jewish, or
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
she was.
Miss Daisy, mm-hmm. that's yeah. right. Because I remember, I saw the movie, I didn't see the play. But yeah, yeah. So but getting back to the thing. So I don't want to give it away. You know, with you get the boyfriend who plays the love interest. You must who's the boy you like?
Paul Krannenwetter. Krannenwetter. Paul okay. Krannenwetter.
And is he a university? Well, you're at the student.
Yes, I am a student at UAA. Of theater at UAA. Yes.
Uh huh.
Paul is not. He actually has already graduated and. From somewhere, I don't know.
yeah, actually, I think Paul's from the
Minnesota
Midwest
or something. Yeah.
somewhere in there, you know.
Sorry,
he's he was a student of linguistics.
Mm-hmm. And he's, geography or geology yeah. or something. Yeah.
Huh.
So,
Who else is in the play?
Ralph Lynch, Vicki Russell, Audie Wyndham.
Vicki
yeah.
Russell,
mm-hmm.
Uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, Vicki Russell plays my mother.
Oh, Boo. I love Vicki Russell. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's and she is from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows all about that stuff.
And Jill Bonnie. Yarbrough.
Jill Yarbrough.
Oh, Jill, too. Mm-hmm. Wow, you got a great cast.
And a really nice young lady by the name of Anya Wyndham, who is from Sweden. Now, have you ever heard a Southern accent with a Swedish accent?
No.
I got to tell you, she's really mm-hmm. good at it. When she auditioned,
they
I thought,
together,
well,
they're kind
how
of musical.
Would you do that? And she does it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's very nice.
It's like astounding.
It. Is the conversation kind of like peppered with Yiddishisms?
Well, there's a couple in there, here and there.
Which we don't understand as Southerners.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
So you're like the old school guy, Mr. Farkas.
Yeah.
You come in, you say, what's with the Hanukkah bush?
Yeah.
Right, I get it. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The old meets the new, and then, you know, yeah.
And how long is this play running after Christmas? Yes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's running through January 11th. And we don't have a show on December 25th, mm-hmm. but we start up again on the 26th and mm-hmm. run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, great. Well, thanks a lot for coming down and sharing this with us, Kevin Bennett.
Yes,
and
thank
Kate
you.
Williams. Yeah, thank you. Talking about the last night of Ballyhoo. Thank you. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. TBA Theater presents A Christmas Carol at APU's Grant Hall. And the show times are Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 3 p.m. And once again, all performances are at APU Grant Hall. For tickets, call 677-PLAY or go to play@tbatheater.org. And that's theater, theatre.org.
Valley Performing Arts presents A Christmas Story. The play runs from November 28th to December 21st. Showtimes Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Makatans Theater. For tickets, you can go online to valleyperformingarts.org or call 373-0195.
And at Cyrano's, The Boyfriend continues its run. Tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m., with two extra holiday shows, Monday the 22nd and Tuesday the 23rd at 7 p.m. And this is at Cyrano's on D Street. For tickets or more information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or just call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
And finally, Anchorage Community Theater presents The Last Night of Ballyhoo at the ACT Studio Theater located at 1133 East 70th Avenue. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. And this show runs through January the 11th. For tickets and or more information, go to www.actalaska.org, and that's ALASKA.org, or call 868-4913, or you can also call 344-4713. Well, that concludes this week's episode of Stage Talk. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, I am Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.